I'm Leo Green. You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to our 10th and final instalment of our In Conversation with Van Morrison.
Chop that wood, carry water. What's the sound of one hand clapping? Yeah, light and myth, don't know what it is. Every second, every minute, it keeps changing to something different. Yeah, light and myth, don't know what it is. It says it's non-attachment, non-attachment, non-attachment. I'm in the here and now, now meditating, and still I'm suffering, but that's my problem. Enlightenment, don't know what it is. Nothing but a dream. Everything's an illusion, and nothing is real. Good or bad, baby, you can change it any way you want. You can rearrange it.
We were talking about arrangements and producers. Is it fair to say that as the years have gone on, the size of the musical accompaniment on your records has changed?
I don't know. It's hard to explain this because how old are you?
42.
So I don't have the time that I had when I was 42. And I had this time in front of me in the future when I was, you know, I don't have the time. So your time gets cut down, and the more you accumulate stuff, you know, you don't have the time. So that's what happens. So a lot of times it's just whatever's convenient.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just do, I'll do this because it's convenient, not because I want to get these particular musicians, you know, I want this particular producer.
Sure.
You know, you get fed up, for instance, you get fed up waiting on producers. If I was 42, I could probably wait for Blue Note to come back with an idea now that they said they were going to do 2 years ago. I could probably wait 2 years if I was 42 and go, yeah, I'll wait and see if he comes up with something, right? But now I can't because I just don't have the time. So I just end up doing whatever's convenient at that time. So If those people are around then, I'm somewhere, I go in, I do that. Because that's the only choice I have. I don't have all these choices because I'm not, you know, I don't have the time. Plus, it's not moaning, it's just reality is I have more business to deal with. Yeah. When I was 42, I had, you know, I didn't have all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like somebody said to me, who could you compare yourself to, like, who's got product out or something like this? And I said, I don't know. And I said, well, think of somebody, Leonard Cohen or something. So how many has Leonard Cohen got? 13. When I had 13 albums out, that was manageable. You know what I mean? That was still manageable.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how many I have out. But, you know, that's totally different to where I'm at. If I had 13 albums out, that would be a breeze managing that. But I've got such an enormous amount of stuff now that has to be managed and catalogued, and where is it, and who's got the rights to this, who's got the rights to that, when the rights revert, when the copyright, all this stuff. It's a huge, like you say, industry. That's because I've created this stuff, you know? And then, you know, somebody, heard an interview with Robert Plant or something, and Robert Plant's got like, he's gonna get 9 albums out or something, so I'm going, well, no wonder it's still fresh. You know, no wonder he's going around, he's saying, oh, this is really interesting, and I'm doing all this interesting stuff, and it's, no wonder, he's only got 9 albums out, you know? You know what I mean? So I'm like, I've got like, extreme burnout. You know? Well, it doesn't have to be like how you started, but I'm just trying to explain how all these ideas are great. But, you know, you need people to work in, you need to delegate stuff to people, and those people have to be available. You know, it isn't that simple just to think of something, think, oh, I got this great project, I'm going to do an instrumental album, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's all great, you know, it's like Dale Carnegie, you know what I mean? Ideas are 10 a penny, you know? Everybody's got it. You could go out with a microphone down this, give me an idea. Everybody's got great ideas, but actually, you know, I can't do all this on my own, so I need other people, I need to delegate people, you know, this kind of thing. And that's not available to me right now because I'm just stuck in trying to manage what I've got and what I've done. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying what is. I'm not saying what's better, what's worse. I'm saying the predicament is that. That's the predicament. So that's why, you know, of course it'd be great to do all this stuff, but the reality is that you need people to manage it.
Sure.
That's the reality. And now you need a lot of people to manage it, you know, because everything has become specialist. You know, so one guy is a manager, that concept, that doesn't exist anymore, you know, because it's not just, you know, gigs and LP. It's gone way beyond that.
Sure. And despite all that, you keep going.
No, I have to do it. I have to do it because that's what I do. It's like as Mo says, you know, I mean, it's still true today, you know, I keep going in spite of the business, in spite of it, you know, yeah.
When you're giving up hope and you're down in despair, when you're giving up hope and you're down in despair, when you're giving up hope and you're down in despair, when you're giving up, and you sit in your room and you're all alone, and you turn to the one and you turn inside for a while. So help me, Angel. Oh, I know, never let you die. Oh, I know, spirit don't ever die. Oh, go inside for a while. And you turn to the wall, and you turn inside for a while. You turn it around, and you follow the road that'll get you back out. And you follow the road that'll get you back home. And you follow the road that'll get you back out. And you follow the road that'll get you back home.
From the album Common One. Van, do you think the challenges and the predicaments you're describing for us are the same for other songwriters?
I don't know. I don't really know because I don't have time to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? And I never really see any, I never really see that many people. I went to the BMI Awards. I haven't seen Ray Davies since the 80s. That's the last time I saw Ray Davies was in the 80s. So, I'm kind of out in the boondocks.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really know, you know, because I'm in my own sort of world, you know, and they're in their world. So, some people have managers and they don't worry about this shit. And other people, like, can't find a manager like me. I don't have, you know, there's more people who don't have managers than do. There's a big, like, misconception that everybody has got their shit together.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing is, like, most people don't have that, you know. And it's not just me, you know, most people in the business do not have the kind of archetypal manager that go, oh, well, we'll take care of it, you just do the music. That doesn't exist. Yeah. It's like it's a fairy tale, it's a myth. Yeah. So I think everybody's struggling, you know, everybody's struggling, even if they have a manager. Everybody's got the same struggle, no matter whether you're like, you know, have a huge amount of work, a medium-sized amount of work, or, you know, enough work. I mean, everybody's struggling because that's the way things are. That's the way they are. You know, there is no kind of, there's no solution. Do you know what I mean? There's no apparent solution.
Well, listen, thank you so much for your time. Before you go, I would like to ask you, you know, what is next? And how on earth do you go about planning what's next?
I don't know. It all depends whether, you know, going to link up with a company that I can work with or not, or I'm going to have to do it myself. I don't know. It's, you know, it's everything's unknown.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just dealing with one thing at a time is, that's it. You know, it's the unknowable, isn't it? It's the unknowable. It's like, You know, it reminds me of that Samuel Beckett book he wrote, I think it's called The Unknowable. It's, you know, that thing you're trying to express that you know is there, and there's like, you know, you're trying to get to it, but it's not knowable.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, but it's not evident, you know, what that is yet. You know what I mean? I would probably like it to be the next project, you know, if I can stay focused long enough.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But and like you say, but I'd like to do also other things, that other projects that are not necessarily even my songs.
Right.
You know, that I could do other things as well as that, you know what I mean? Or, you know, something that doesn't have to be all about my songs.
Yeah.
It could be, so there are, as well as me trying to, name the unnameable, there are other things I'd like to do like that also. I mean, I'm not living in the past. I am where I am now. And, you know, I can only relate to what I've done recently. You know, I can't even remember everything I've done in the last 20 years. It's what it is. It's what it is. And, you know, I always think that could be better, or I should have done this, or, there's always that.
Yeah,
always that, so.
And that concludes my conversation with Van, who, as you literally just heard, is as much of a musician compelled to write and compose and play as he ever was. I doubt we'll ever see the ilk of Van ever again for a variety of reasons. I can't think there'll be many artists sitting on catalogues of dozens and dozens and dozens of albums that have maintained relevance as his have done and will continue to do. I'm grateful for his time talking to me. I'm grateful for having had the opportunity to work with him as part of his band, but most of all, I'm grateful for the incredible body of songs he has created. Go and buy an album. It doesn't matter which one. Immerse yourself in his work, because the chances are it will while away the time in the most pleasurable way. Thanks for your time, Van, and thanks for the music.
Here I am again, back on the corner again, back where I belong, where I've always been. Everything the same, it'll never change. I'm back on the corner again, in the healing game. Down those ancient streets, down those ancient roads, why nobody knows, why nobody goes. Back on the corner again, everything the same, it'll never change. In the healing game, where the choir boys sing, well, I've always been, sang the song with soul. Baby, don't you know, we can let it roll on the saxophone, backstreet jelly roll, in the healing game. Here I am again, back on the corner again, back where I belong, where I've always been. Everything the same, it'll never change. I'm back on the corner again, your little healing game. Down those ancient streets, down those ancient roads, where nobody knows, where nobody goes. back on the corner again. Where I've always been, never been away from the healing game. Where the choir boys sing,
where the choir boys sing,
where I've always been,
where I've always been.
Sing a song of soul,
sing a song of soul.
Baby, don't you know,
don't you know, don't you know,
we can let it roll,
we can let it roll.
On a saxophone,
on a saxophone.
Backstreet Jelly Roll,
Backstreet Jelly Roll.
In the Keelan game. Sing the songs of praise about the golden days in the healing game. Sing it out loud,
sing it out loud,
sing it in your name,
sing it in your name.
Sing it like you're proud,
sing it like you're proud.
Sing the healing game, sing it out loud. Sing it in your name,
sing it in your name.
Sing it like you're proud,
sing it like you're proud.
Sing the healing game,
sing the healing game.
Sing the healing game,
sing the healing game.
Sing the healing game,
sing
it in your name.
Sing it in your name.
Sing the healing game,
sing the healing game.
Sing the healing game, sing the healing game. Sing a healing game, sing a healing game, sing it in your name. Sing me the healing game. Sing a healing game, sing a healing game, sing a healing game, sing a healing game, sing it in your name. Sing a healing game, sing a healing game, sing a healing game. Sing the healing game, sing the healing game, sing it in your name. Sing the healing game, 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 sing it in your name. Sing the healing game.
This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.